Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ah, that's the stuff to give them. From 1974, that one, the Bachman Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. The one before from 3 years before, The Witch Queen of New Orleans, was Redbone, and we started the program today with Sly and the Family Stone, a song called Dance to the Music. Welcome along to the program, Bob on Sunday. It's Bob Harris with you until 2 o'clock, Radio 1 FM, with music like this.
Up on the roof.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Great single from Wilson Pickett. Before that, it was Alex Chilton and the Box Tops and Soul Deep. And the first of those three, a real favourite of mine. I guess when you take your children to bed, if you have children, you know, read them a story, there's usually a song that you sing after the story. And with my two boys, Ben and Jamie, it's always been that one. I think of it really as Ben's song. He's nearly eight now, and every night I still sing it to him. The Drifters and Up on the Roof. Wonderful song it is, too. 18 minutes past 11 o'clock, Radio 1 FM. It's Bob Harris with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. As usual, a whole stack of real good classic oldies between now and half past 12. After which, for half an hour, a quick look at the old Rock Date diary. And then the usual mix in the last hour of some of the brand new stuff and some of the best of the oldies as well. Classic 50s, 60s, and good 70s material between now and half past 12, including this one from Mama Cass. That is a marvellous record. Timmy Euro and Hurt. And the one before from 1960, the first record ever to use phasing. Miss Tony Fisher, as was credited on the label, The Big Hurt. And the first of those three from Mama Cass. And a song there called It's Getting Better. On The Bob Harris Show with the follow-up now to Let's Dance. Here comes Chris Montez. One FM, Bob Harris on Sunday, starting off with three records there. Some Kind of Fun by Chris Montez. Following that, Cradle of Love by Johnny Preston. I must say, sounding very Craig Douglas, Mark Winterish on that track. And Elvis Presley and One Night. At 11:33, don't forget the telephone number, incidentally, if you'd like a dedication between now and 2 o'clock. 071-637-4343. That's the dedication line number. Or if you'd like to send us a fax, it's always great getting the faxes. 071-636-2476. So, for the telephone number, that's 071-637-4343. Our fax number, 071-636-2476. And while you're dialing, here come the Kingston Trio now. Where have all the flowers gone?
Where have all the flowers gone?
Ah, the golden age of the old protest singer there. That was Bob Dylan, The Times They Are Changing. Before that, Universal Soldier by Donovan. I still remember the Donovan cap. Actually, they used to advertise that in NME. You could buy one for 1 and 6, I think it was. And the first of those three from the Kingston Trio, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? It's Bob Harris, Radio 1 FM. Must say hello to Robert Pierce in Blaenau in Gwent. Called up, just asked me to say hello to him. Also, Sean Rowe from the Medway called and asked me to pass on a message to Tina Lewis. He says, could you tell her that I really love her, looking forward to getting married as soon as possible. And also a dedication, big hugs to Tracy the Birthday Girl from your friend, the Borderline Milkman. Sound of New Orleans. That is a great record from the Fat Man, Fats Domino, and Be My Guest. Before that, it was Clarence Frogman Henry and But I Do, and the first of those three from the Summertime Man, Billy Stewart. Song there called Secret Love. There's great facts in here. To Bob Harris, Company BBC, Department, Radio 1 Laid Back Department. Dear Bob, couldn't help but take you up on your offer's fax request. How about something laid back as ever for anyone who's still slaving over a hot computer at this hour? Says, I often have to work late in order to get problems sorted out on computers prior to the next week. Without your great approach to the evening's entertainment, I'd never get anything fixed. Keep it all happening. Yours, Giles Gibson. Well, Giles, hope you enjoyed this one now from Dusty Springfield. Radio 1 FM, once again with three records together, beginning there with Dusty Springfield. Wonderful song, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Then it was She Cried by Jay and the Americans. And finally that one, follow-up to Young Girl, wasn't it? Lady Willpower, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. On the Bob Harris Show, Radio 1 FM. Don't forget the telephone number, 071-637-4343. That's our dedication line number. Or if you want to send us a fax, 071-636-2476 is the number. In fact, Mike Hendon from Muswell Hill, or even Mike Muswell Hill from Hendon in London wants a message for all the teachers who are going back to work tomorrow, and a special mention to Pam, who's given up work. Also for Larry and Myra in London, hi to you from Jill and Kenny in Belfast. Paul King, called from the southeast of London, would like a dedication for his wife Anne. He loves you very much, Anne, is the message. And also asked me to mention the children, that's Danny and James and Gemma. And could Mark from Chesterfield get in touch with Andrea Robinson in Hull? Also, Christine Murray, called from Belfast, asked for a mention on the radio, why not? And Stuart Lee, who's in his lorry on the way to Felixstowe from Birmingham, would like a mention for his mate and partner Ian, who's travelling in another lorry. I think this is ideal trucking music, actually. This is Bill Justice and Raunchy.
Kissing and a hugging with Fred. Wish that I could be like Fred.
There is a rumour, actually, that's going to be the follow-up to Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikina. Actually, I saw Timmy Mallett last week, and I think he's amazed as anybody that Itsy Bitsy has gone to number one, and I wonder if that will be the follow-up. Seven Little Girls, that was Paul Evans. Before that, it was Beep Beep from the Playmates, and The Beatles from Rubber Soul was the first of those three, Drive My Car. Must say hello to Gary Simcoe in Harrogate. Your wife Caroline called to say that she loves you, Gary. And also Jim Clough called from Sunderland for a mention for his wife Sheila and his mate Daryl down at the pub. Bill Markham in Wigan wants a record for his wife Marion, who's working nights as a midwife, and it's her birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday to you, Marion. And also Peter Melrose called from Harlow in Essex, wants to say hi to everybody who went to the Greenbelt Festival last week, especially the organisers Jackie, Sue and Martin. And Sally Bradford called from New Barnet to say to Christian that she loves you very much. I have to tell you that my studio audience here have been casting aspersions on the facts that I got from Nick Witt. Must be something to do with the name, but I believe you, Nick. I'm that kind of guy. Naive to a fault. I must admit, I'm absolutely amazed that the new Smokey Robinson album hasn't been more successful. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's called Love Smokey. And in particular, there's an American single called Take Me Through the Night. If you've not heard it, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But that was one from years ago. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles. I second that emotion. Headed off by The Velvettes and Needle in a Haystack. And the first of those three, Baby Love from 1964. Music there from The Supremes. And faxing, which says, Dear Bob, please say something undecipherable to Maggie on my behalf. She'll understand, Squire. This is from Alex in Cricklewood Lane in London, NW2. And this one which says, Hi, Bob, as I'm on my own at the moment, thought I'd fax a request for myself, so how about it? Ta, very much, Lee Box from Norwich. Well, this one will do for you, I should think, Lee. This is a track now from Jack Scott. It's a wonderful song, isn't it? I Fall to Pieces, that's Patsy Cline. Before that, it was Jerry Lee Lewis, What Made Milwaukee Famous, and What in the World's Come Over You by Jack Scott was the first of those three. Came out in 1960 on the old Top Rank record label. We actually play pretty much everything off CD to get the quality spot on, but still remember buying that one years and years ago. Nice record, too. It's Bob Harris, Radio 1 FM. Fax has come in here, which says, Dear Bob, this is the first time I've been able to fax, as this is a brand new machine, so you are the first person ever to be faxed by this machine. On the old Grey Whistle Test, you introduced me to Gil Scott-Heron playing a live session in studio. I've been hooked ever since, so please can you play something from him during the week, possibly next Sunday, and also anything from David Sanborn. And please say hello to some friends we're having staying with us, Kim and Sean from Salt Lake City, USA. It's only taken them 2 weeks to be avid Uncle Bob fans. Finally, please say hello and all my love to my wife Vivian from Steve Rochefort in Sutton Coldfield. Thanks very much for your facts, Steve. This one too, obviously very serious car drivers. This is the Di Tommaso Drivers Club. In fact, fax has come in from Chris Statham. They've had a supercar test day yesterday at Castle Coombe, Saturday the 1st of September. Says, Dear Bob, just got back to Stockport in my Di Tommaso Panthers after our club's great test day and concourse weekend. Please could you thank all the club members and the Lamborghini lads, the Ferraris and the Porsches that turned up. My goodness. And all the spectators too. Hope everyone got home okay, and see you next time is the message. Had I known this was coming in, if this had arrived in time, Chris, I would have played you the Playmates Beep Beep, especially along with this one. Also, this one which says, Hey Bob, could you please play a Melissa Etheridge track for my girlfriend? She's just nipped off to Tenerife for a couple of weeks, and I'm stuck here on nights in Bristol on my own. Best regards, Roger Neal, Celtic Airways. Airways Limited, Bristol Airport. We can't actually take requests because, as you can appreciate, all the music is set for the programme. But do trust us, we've got some great stuff coming up. And finally, again, dear Bob, it's all true. We're probably the only two people from the UK going to Rubberama 5, and we're going to be rubber stamping all day long. It's part of our 10-day business trip, meeting fellow stampers and visiting rubber stamp stores all over California. By the way, the name is Pi, not Rye, as you said. I like the music you're playing tonight. This came in from Nick Witt, and it's definitely true, from Warmgate in York. So thank you very much indeed for the facts there as well. It's just coming up to 26 minutes to 1 o'clock. We'll be opening up the old Rock Day Diary in a couple of minutes' time. After this one, though, from 1962, this is a classic from the Four Seasons. It's a song called Sherry.
Aircheckdownloads.com.